my little dark lotus. Oh, my dear blue lotus, sleep a little bit more. It was a very important morning because all of Vrindavan was engaged in preparing for big festival, the annual Indra Puja, the worship of the rain god who supplied the cowherd men with the much needed water which irrigated the fields and also the meadows where the cows would graze on fresh grasses. Everyone was busy. Rohini and Balaram were not at home in that early morning because they had been invited by Krishna's father's elder brother, that is the uncle, called Upananda. And they were in a different chariot. They had left early in the morning in a golden chariot, so they were in a different village, sorry. So Mother Yashoda did a service which she liked to do personally for Krishna. There were no servants. She herself worked with the yogurt and churned it. My dear devotees, this was yogurt from special cows who emitted the fragrance of lotuses, freshly grown lotuses. These cows who produced the milk and then Mother Yashoda made the yogurt from it, they're called Padmaganda cows, and they were fed by special servants who took herbs from the land of Vrindavan with little golden sickles and gave them as fodder to the cows. Why was this? Why was there a special arrangement for special milk and special yogurt? It was because there was a very bad rumor going on. A rumor which was most probably true. The rumor was that the darling prince of Vrindavan, the son of the most virtuous Nanda Maharaj, was stealing. He was stealing butter from the houses of all the people in Vrindavan. And Mother Yashoda had confronted her little Gopal one morning and said, "Is it true that you steal butter?" And Krishna had looked the other way. "Gopal, is it true that you steal butter?" And Gopal had looked the other way. "You are the son of the king. Your father has 900,000 cows. Why do you steal butter, Gopal? If you steal butter now, when you are old, you will steal chariots or something else." Then Krishna, very helplessly, had looked at her mother and had whispered, "Mother, I can't stop stealing." It was confirmed. Why can't Krishna stop stealing? And what does Krishna steal? Does he steal butter? No, Krishna steals hearts. And all the Brijbasis, the ladies who churned butter, prayed, "Oh, I hope that Krishna will come and steal this butter. I will look and I will see him, how he looks back and forth." to avoid being caught. And this will give me supreme bliss. So Krishna had to follow the loving requests of the Brijbasis. And therefore he helplessly whispered, "Mother, I can't stop stealing." Krishna is bound by love. So Mother Yashoda made this arrangement. Special cows with the fragrance of lotus. Special cow food. Fodder. Herbs. And I, the mother of my darling boy, will prepare everything and make sure it's really good. So, as Mother Yashoda was preparing the yogurt, she sang. Sugar Muni or Sugardev Goswami has mentioned that in Bhagavatam. He said, "One day, when all the maidservants were engaged in various tasks, Sri Yashoda, the wife of Sri Nanda, personally began to churn yogurt. At that time, songs about Sri Krishna's childhood pastimes came to her mind, and she began to sing." And Srila Prabhupada comments, he says, this should be the guideline for all Krishna conscious persons. While they do their various duties, they should sing the glories of Krishna. That will be better. My dear devotees, when you do your various duties, do you sing already or do you just work? The moment you sing, as you do your photography, as you work on your papers, as you do gardening or cooking or various duties, the moment you sing, Krishna will enter the lotus of your heart and stay there. It's a good Krishna conscious practice to do service and sing. Would you like to hear one of these songs? Gokulapati kula tilakam tvam asiha krita sukrita braja rachita sukha braja nayana nandi Samiha. Yashoda would sing with a voice of love. "Oh my darling son, you are the best ornament of the dynasty of Sri Nanda Maharaj. We are all Brajvasis. We must have performed greatly pious acts. To witness you, to see you, how you bring joy to our heart. Krishna, my darling son, your activities delight the eyes of all." So as she was singing, Krishna was lying in her, in his cradle. Someone can bring the light to the devotees. It will be very good if you touch the light and touch it to your heart. It will not disturb. It is, Hare Krishna. So, Lord Krishna, the ocean of eternal charm, looked at his mother, who was there before a pot of yogurt, churning with a churning rod the yogurt to make it into butter. And he was already awake, And he looked, and then he closed his eyes. He wanted to enjoy the love of his mother. And finally, when he had seen enough, he stretched his body. He took two long breaths, rubbed his sleepy eyes, and then cried very loud, "Ma! Ma!" That is for Krishna to cry like this, not for you. But thank you for your enthusiasm. It is nice to see that you are participating, but only Krishna. Some are for you to cry and others for Krishna. You will... I will give you a sign when it's your turn. So... Then Krishna, it was very small, 2 years only, he tottered and he walked in a tottering way towards Yashoda. And then he saw Yashoda was engaged with the yogurt and gave the yogurt her full attention. He didn't want that. So he somehow grabbed the churning rod with all his force. And then Mother Yashoda tried to continue, but she had to stop. Then Krishna, who was standing behind his mother, and who had his arms on the shoulder of the mother to stop her, walked to the front, took his lotus foot and stepped on the leg, the folded leg of Yashoda, and just threw himself into the lap and loosened the cloth of his mother. And soon he was drinking her milk spontaneously from Mother Yashoda's breast. Streams of milk poured forth. And Krishna drank with great eagerness the milk of that blessed mother. Now, as he was drinking, a little bit in the distance, a pot of milk was on the fire started to burn, boil. And the pot, then the milk in there, the spiritual milk, began to see, oh no, Krishna has unlimited capacity to accept love. And Mother Yashoda has unlimited capacity to give love. Krishna will drink and drink and drink, and he will become so full that I will not have any service any longer. Oh, fie on me! Alas! If I cannot serve Krishna with my milk, my life is useless. It is better if I commit suicide. And with these thoughts, the milk boiled over and started to jump into the fire in order to take its life. You can see the milk is also a conscious entity in Vrindavan. Everything is conscious. I once heard that when Krishna lies in his little bed, the cushion who is there supporting his head thinks, oh no, I want to get also the nectar of Krishna's lotus feet, but I'm always at his head. This is unfair. And my brother Kashan, who's not so full and so qualified, and who lies on the feet side of the Lord, gets all the nectar. Let me take some action. And then the Kashan starts to move. to the lotus feet. I think that's where the film industry gets the idea of singing cups and spoons and moving teapots and so on. This happens in the spiritual world, not in Disneyland. I want to continue, but now comes a very philosophical part, and I doubt that the little children will understand it, and they will scream in agony. So, my dear mothers, if you find that your children get restless, there is a good broadcast for you, but it is better if you don't torture your poor children here in this room, but go somewhere else. So, Madhukanta, that's the brother of the narrator, of Snigdhakanta, interrupted. He said, wait a minute, Snigdhakanta, this is totally against the principles of bhakti. You said that the milk boiled over and Mother Yashoda put Krishna down. Have I said this? Said Snigdhakanta. Yes, at least you wanted to say this, said Madhukanta. Yes, said Snigdhakanta. It's true. Mother Yashoda thought the milk which I have produced with these Padmaganda cows and the servants and this huge arrangement is for Krishna's pleasure. If it now boils over and dies in the fire, then it cannot please Krishna any longer. It is not possible to give pleasure to Krishna any longer. And I can't tolerate it. So she put Krishna down on the floor and jumped up and said, Gopal, just 8 minutes, 1 minute, and jumped to save the milk. And this was too much for Krishna. I don't know if you know, but Krishna does not appreciate if his devotees turn their back on him. He just suffers in his heart. He's the God of love. So when Mother Yashoda jumped up and put him to the ground, Krishna thought, am I not valuable to her? I appeared to her as her child. She prayed for me. And now she puts me on the ground like a worthless piece of dirt. This is not fair of my mother. Then Madhukanta again interrupted. But why? How could she do that? She is the embodiment of motherly love. How could she do that? If she loved her little darling boy so much, how could she put him on the ground? Isn't that against bhakti? And then Snigdhakanta said, brother, you are asking all this question to bring out a nectarian point. For a devotee who has deep attachment to Krishna, his service to Krishna is sometimes so more important for him than staying close to Krishna. Because his idea, the idea of a devotee, is not to enjoy Krishna and his beauty and his closeness, but his idea is to give pleasure to Krishna. And with this idea, Mother Yashoda was fully justified in putting her darling boy Krishna down on the ground of Vrindavan. My dear devotees, if you ever want to swim in the ocean of bhakti, if you want to become drunken with love, Stop thinking that you must enjoy. Start thinking how you can please Krishna. I remember in the old times, Prabhupada talked about this. He had given, he was in Mayapur, and he gave lectures, and all of us were very happy to sit as close as possible to him. So then we presented the results of the distributed books to Srila Prabhupada. We read the Sankirtan scores. And then Prabhupada said, oh, the best book distributors are Rohini Sutta and Manidhara. Where are they? And he was informed, they did not come to Mayapur. They knew that you would be more pleased if they continued to distribute books. And therefore they stayed back. And then Prabhupada was so pleased. Du kannst dich jetzt hinsetzen. Das ist sehr gut, dass du das... Also sagen wir mal so, setz dich ruhig in Ruhe hin. Prabhupada was more pleased by them continuing their service than going to Mayapur even to enjoy his presence. The devotee thinks, I do not want Krishna. I want bhakti or devotion for Krishna. And by this, he becomes very dear to Krishna, who cannot stop thinking of the devotee any longer. Shuka Muni, Shukadev Goswami, spoke about this. He said, O Shri Krishna, the residents of Braj have completely offered their homes, their wealth, their relatives, their beloveds, their soul. These devotees have given their bodies to Krishna, their children, their lives, and their very minds, everything. How, Krishna, in all fairness, could you award them the proper result? So this is a very, 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 very nice. Even if the residents of Vrindavan feel angry at Krishna and punish Krishna, say, we will lock you up in a room if you continue to steal. They do this out of extreme love for Krishna. Just see, even fire in the form of lightning sometimes appears in dense rain clouds. So Mother Yashoda had put Krishna on the ground, and she ran to the milk pot, which burned on the fire and which started to commit suicide. All this time there was so much love in her that as she ran, the floor became slippery because the milk continued to come unlimitedly from Krishna's mother. She didn't do that out of neglect of Krishna, but out of love. But Krishna's wishes had been checked. Krishna wanted to be with his mother. Krishna didn't want to be put on the floor, and he didn't want to see the back of his mother. So he became very angry. His reddish lips were trembling, and he burst out in tears. Then he looked around for something, and he found a little small stone. It must have been 1/8 of this portion. And he took it and angrily threw it onto the yogurt pot, which immediately broke, and all the yogurt started to spill. You can see that best of the yogurt pot up there on the stage, and you can see how the yogurt came out. Then Krishna took his little hands and rubbed it all over the yogurt and the floor. And then he thought, wow, now I've really done something bad. When mother comes back, she will chastise me for this. So he thought, I better get out of here fast. And he ran through the yogurt. It was a real mess. And he saw there was an open door. He ran into that open room. He took the latch, that's something which closes a door, and closed it somehow, and so on. Now, then he looked around, and he thought, with false tears in his eyes, now I will do something even more wild. I want to show with my pastimes that I want the undivided love of my devotees. So he saw there was some ready-made butter in one of the clay pots which were hanging down from the ceiling. He thought, how can I reach up there? And he then found a mortar just like in this room. And he climbed on the mortar. He stretched his little hands to the yogurt pot, and he started not the yogurt pot, the butter pot, started to eat the butter with his hands, and the butter became tinged on his cheek. Then the monkeys, who saw this, came through the window in. They thought, we will get some butter now. And they sat down, and Krishna started to take the pot and distribute it to the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan. And he gave them so much that they became totally filled up to the bottom. Now, Mother Yashoda had just been a little bit away. She had somehow taken the fire out, you know, the burning logs of fire, so that the milk could cool down. And then she quickly ran. But when she came to the place where she churned fresh butter from yogurt, Krishna was no longer there. Then she looked at the yogurt pot, which was fully intact only moments before, and she saw it was broken. Then she saw that there were little yogurt footprints going away from the butter pot and entering the storage room of the butter. I said it wrong, the yogurt pot. Then she took her finger and thought for a moment, and by her intelligence she knew, Gopal, this is really getting out of hand. He is so, he doesn't know his own limits. So she came, following the footprints. She very carefully opened the door, and she saw her little boy sitting on the mortar. But how did Krishna look? Krishna knew he had done something out of order. And he looked very, very anxious. He knew my mother, whom I love most, will be very, very disturbed by what I did. So he looked with all his eyes. They were moving very fast. It is said his eyes were moving into his ears and his ears moved into his eyes. This is a way of saying that he looked around like this to catch Mother Yashoda before she would catch him, and he listened to every sound with his ears. It is said, my dear devotees, that an honest man has only two eyes, but a thief has 100 eyes. He always looks around if he can be caught by his and avoid being caught. So Krishna was like this, very nervous, very anxious. The butter was all over his beautiful mouth. And then he saw Mother. And when Krishna saw into Mother Yashoda's eyes, he thought, this is trouble. She is really confused about my activities. So he quickly jumped down. And although the monkeys in Vrindavan always like to display their bold activities, when they saw Mother Yashoda, they thought, oh, better we flee. She's really very, very loaded with anger. And they all scampered. Scampered means the way monkeys move, you know. They just scampered up the tree. Just a thought on monkeys. When you see monkeys in Vrindavan and you threaten them, they usually, if you come from Europe or America, they are not impressed. They become angry at you and threaten back, and they threaten really like, you know, like Muhammad Ali before a frontal attack, you know. It's really shocking sometimes. A little baby, Brijbasi baby, he will go, ah! And the monkeys go running away. But if they see you, they will show you what boldness means. And also, my dear devotees, this you have to learn it. You have to teach your children. If you laugh about the monkeys by showing your teeth, the monkeys will think you are aggressive, because for them, showing the teeth means something else than for a Westerner showing his teeth. A Westerner shows his teeth when he smiles or when he wants to show that he uses the best toothpaste. Mm-mm. And look how white my teeth are. But in the monkey language, this means you are going to attack them, and they will attack back. Never laugh at a monkey. And if you want to attack them, it's best to be a 2-year-old child from one of the Brijbasis. Then you stand a chance. Hare Krishna. So they ran away. So at this moment, Yogamaya, who watched the pastime unfolding, Krishna running away from his mother, Yashoda becoming very, very concerned about the welfare of her child. I mean, he broke a yogurt pot. The next thing is he stole butter. But not only that he did, he took the butter and then distributed it to the rascal monkeys. Phew, this is too much. It's my duty to punish him. At that time, Yogamaya encouraged Mother Yashoda. Yogamaya took on the voice of an unembodied aerial voice and said, feeling hungry and thirsty, your little bumblebee made a hole in the butt of a lotus flower that had no pollen. This is poesy. You know, who is the bumblebee? He made a hole in the butt of the lotus flower. What is that butt of the lotus flower? Poets? Someone said the yogurt pot? But it says it had no pollen. Why did the yogurt pot had no pollen? I've thought very deeply about it. See, the bee wants the pollen and Krishna wanted the butter. So he came to the pot, but the butter was not yet ready. It was yogurt, no butter. When he saw that bumblebee Madhusudan, that it was merely water that began dripping from that flower, yogurt, he became disappointed and went to another lotus flower. Means this is no longer a bud, a knospe, but a fully grown lotus flower, where he has found a big supply of honey. What is the big supply of honey? Butter, you know everything. The import, good. So Krishna had left the yogurt pot and broken into the storage room. And when Mother Yashoda came there, she thought, this is now too much. She said, "O king of thieves," very loudly Mother Yashoda said, "where are you running? Stop! Stop!" When Krishna heard his mother ordering him to stop, he cried, "No!" And a smile appeared on his face. Krishna became so beautiful with that smile that Mother Yashoda was momentarily disarmed, and Krishna took this opportunity, he knows how to move, to run past his mother through the window. He got down and then he fled through the window, and Mother Yashoda again said, "Where are you going?" And then she ran quickly after him. Although she came very close on this first attempt, she could not catch him. It looked as if a blue grain-filled cloud chased after a smaller cloud on the storm-ridden sky, but could not catch the small cloud. Who is the small grain cloud? Gopal. And who could be the big rain cloud? Mother Yashoda. Why is she called here compared with a rain cloud? Because her complexion is also bluish. Just like Krishna is bluish, Mother Yashoda has also bluish complexion. Then you might say, but why is Mother Yashoda golden there? Because she's effulgent with love. But normally there's only one difference between Krishna's complexion and Yashoda's complexion. Krishna is dark bluish and full of light, and Mother Yashoda is normally, I mean here she is in a very important pastime, full of bluish complexion, but is not as brilliant, not so much light comes. But that's the only difference. So So I would like you all now to do something which will bring you into a wonderful consciousness. I would like you to sing the holy name and remember the pastime of Krishna. Today a devotee came to me. The devotee was desperate because the devotee was an older devotee who had practiced already more than 20 years. And the devotee said, "Maharaj, we hear we should always think of Krishna and never forget him. How do I do it? I never think of Krishna, or very rarely." And I said, "You listen to the pastimes of Krishna, and then you remember something. Maybe you remember the yogurt pot as it is broken. You remember Krishna, who with trembling lips had just thrown something on the yogurt pot to break it, and then is angry because his mother has left him, takes his hand and spreads the butter. Or you maybe remember how Mother Yashoda was angry at Krishna for doing all this mischief, but then Krishna smiled at her, and she was disarmed for a moment, enough time for Krishna to escape the room. Start thinking of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Rama Rama, Hare Please, everybody. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Everybody please again. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hey Bo, Hey Bo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, let us sing one more time. Let us take our whatever we can find at this moment in our heart, a grain of devotion, a grain of faith, a grain of appreciation, up to a mountain of faith, and offer to Krishna. Please sing. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. A little louder, please. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. my dear devotees, this pastime has been discussed by a great saint, Satyavrata Muni, who has sung about this. He has composed a prayer which most of you are familiar with, the Damodarashtakam. And he says, O Lord, your lotus face, which is encircled by locks of soft black hair, tinged with the red, there's some red on the hair of Krishna. Why? Because Mother Yashoda has kissed him there, and her lip ointment or lip, what women use, is there. So, your lotus face, which is encircled by locks of soft black hair, tinged with red, is kissed again and again by Mother Yashoda. And your lips are reddish like the bimba fruit. May this beautiful vision of your lotus face be ever manifest in my heart. Thousands and thousands of other benedictions are of no use to me. So Krishna, who is more charming than 1 million love gods. I think if one love god would come in here, we would all look, wow, he is really very effulgent. But 1 million love gods, ooh. So we would faint, most probably. So Krishna is more beautiful than that. And he draws our attention. Therefore he is called Krishna. Was in this pastime a small little boy running in fear away from Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda thought, I must catch him and I must correct him. So as she was following Krishna, she saw the cowherding stick of her husband leaning on the wall, and while she ran, she just picked it up and grabbed a stick. And Krishna became totally in bliss inside, but outside he just trembled and he ran faster. Then Krishna thought, if I leave the court, I leave the property of my parents, and then I run through the village of Vrindavan, then Mother Yashoda will most probably not follow me because she will be so embarrassed. And I will hang sie up, you know, I will leave her in the dust. So Krishna ran out of the house of Nanda Maharaj, it's called the Nanda Bhavan, and started to run through Vrindavan, and then he saw his mother was still coming. Then he ran through all the houses of the bridge passes, and he stole butter while he was doing it and running. He does many things at the same time. And Mother Yashoda said, "I'm not going to stop." And all the inhabitants of Vrindavan were seeing the scene of little Krishna running, and Mother Yashoda is shouting, "Stop, stop, king of thieves, stop, where are you going?" And Satyavrata Muni wrote about this. He said, by such childhood pastimes as this, he was drowning the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy, and is revealing to those devotees who are absorbed in knowledge of his supreme majesty and opulence, that he, Krishna, is only conquered by devotees whose pure love is imbued with intimacy and is free from all conceptions of awe and reverence. With great love, I again and again offer my obeisances to Lord Damodar hundreds and hundreds of times. So Krishna has a purpose with this Leela, with his running Leela. He wants to throw the inhabitants of Braj into pools of ecstasy. Have you ever stood before a pool of honey and someone threw you and you were all of a sudden swimming in honey? It's very blissful if you are flexible in your mind. It is something extraordinary. I saw that once. It didn't happen to me, but I saw. He wanted to really, they were standing there and laughing as Krishna was running. It looked so sweet. His earrings were flashing on his cheeks. He was in Mother Yashoda, very beautiful. The queen of Vrindavan was running with a stick. Stop, king of thieves, stop. And they were all laughing and enjoying the beautiful atmosphere. But Krishna had also a second purpose. He didn't just want to please his devotees. He wanted to show those of the worshippers of God who have some distance because they see him as a great, as an aging old man, the supreme controller, but that he can be conquered only by the love and intimacy of his devotees. See, when you pastime is relishable for the devotees, but it is confusing for those who are on a very beginning stage, a stage of God consciousness, where they cannot imagine to be in any way so close to the Lord and so intimate to take part in his joyful pastimes, like this. There was once a great yogi, Durvasa Muni, who came to the earthly Braj. He had heard that the little cowherd boy, who looks so beautiful, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he wanted to check Krishna, test him. So he went to Braj. He sat down and he saw some boys playing wildly in the sand and wrestling. And one of them was Krishna. And sometimes he was defeated and he was really perspiring and really shouting and really totally involved in the play. So Krishna saw the arrival of the great mystic yogi. He stopped his play and he stepped forward he then jumped on the lap of Durvasa Muni. This had never happened to him. He didn't know how to deal with children. He was not like a mother from Goloka Dham who knows what to do. And then Krishna started to grab his beard and pull him up and down. He was, Durvasa, you don't do this to Durvasa Muni. He can curse you on the spot to become a stone. And Durvasa just was thinking, this is not God. This is a naughty little boy. At this moment, Krishna looked at him and he opened his mouth, which was, ornamented by these lips. Krishna's lips are very, very red, very red. And he breathed in. And as he was inhaling, Durvasa Muni was inhaled into Krishna's body. Like sometimes in the winter, in the summer, you may not be careful and you breathe in very deeply, and all of a sudden a mosquito is inhaled by you. This happens so Durvasa Muni, like a mosquito, was thrown into the body. Then he was in the body. He thought, maybe I should get out of this here now. And he started to walk. He walked for a few years. There was no limit of the body of the Lord. Strange. Then he saw, because he's one of these mystic personalities who lives, who's a Chiranjeev. Chiranjeev means he doesn't die. So he walked, and he's for many thousands of years, and then he saw all of a sudden the rain coming, and the rain didn't stop, and he knew what that meant. It was the rain at the annihilation, the flooding of the whole universe. So he went to some higher place in Krishna's body. The rain came after him. The monsoon was growing. Then he thought, my God, I have to save myself, but I'm still in the body of the Lord. Then by his mystic potency, he, in our language we would say he dematerialized. That is, he took his body and made it disappear on one place, and he appeared in his body, he materialized his body in the higher planets, and still he had not left the body of Krishna. All of a sudden he felt a storm, and the storm grabbed him, and then he noticed how he was spit out by Gopal Krishna, like a Kirschkern, we say in German language, a cherry pit, you know, what is it, cherry seed? Or? And then Krishna looked at him with questioning eyes. Have you seen something wonderful now? You look so astonished. And Tomasha said, my Lord, he addressed this baby Krishna, my Lord, I was foolishly thinking you to be an ordinary person, but you are the supreme personality of Godhead, the beginning, the middle, and the end of all creation. Again and again, for thousands of years, I wish to offer my most respectful obeisances to you. Dvaja Muni said this. You can find this pastime in the Gaga Samhita. So, as we are hearing that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who drowns his devotees by such pastimes in pools of bliss, let us not forget the lesson. The Lord shows us that he wants to be loved. He doesn't want to be seen with a distance. He wants to be seen with a affection and closeness, which manifests in our devotional service. Mother Yashoda ran and ran and ran. Finally, the flowers, which were there in her hair as decorations, thought, this is too much. This is God. And she runs with a stick after God. We can't be on her side any longer. We have decorated her very beautifully, but this is intolerable for us. So they jumped off the hair of Mother Yashoda on the ground. An ordinary person would say she labored so hard that she lost her flowers in the hair. But that is material vision. The flowers are conscious living entities and had their mind on their own. Yeah, and that Lord who cannot be captured by the great mystic yogis like Dvaja Muni ran. And when he looked back, he saw that his mother was getting tired. And as he saw my mother's getting tired, a different feeling of love overwhelmed him. He said, I must be caught by my mother, otherwise she gets too tired. So somehow he ran and he lifted one of his arms and he allowed Mother Yashoda to come close and grab him by this arm. And Mother Yashoda felt the electric touch of Gopal. She was very blissful, but she said, I have to punish him. I have to correct him. I'm his mother. And she said, good. At this moment, Krishna saw the stick in his mother's other hand and started to cry and take his little fists and cried and cried and shook his body was shaking, his chest was heaving, the pearls were just dancing. She said, Mother, Mother, don't throw away that stick. Throw away the stick, please. And Mother Yashoda thought, I have to throw away the stick, otherwise he gets a nervous breakdown. And she threw away the stick. And then a beautiful argument developed. And I want to finish with that argument. I just can't stop today. And I wanted to stop much earlier, but you have to hear the argument. Don't beat me, Mother, Krishna said. Vrajarani Yashoda said, but you are the thief. You are a thief. You are actually the king of thieves. No, protested Krishna. In your dynasty, there is a cowherd man who is called Chora, or thief. You are the thief. You are born in a thief's family. I'm coming from Nanda Maharaj, not from your line. He immediately switched the side. Oh, really? Said Mother Yashoda. Well, but who broke that pot of yogurt? Krishna replied, it was the Supreme Lord who was punishing you. But she continued, who, if you're not a thief, who fed the monkeys afterward? He who created the monkeys. What was in Krishna's mind was that as he is Rama and he... The monkeys served him to make what? A bridge, for instance. And he wanted to reimburse them. He wanted to pay them back by giving them yogurt. No, said Mother Yashoda. I suspect that you always eat the fresh butter, which is meant for religious sacrifices. You steal this holy butter. Just admit your theft now and give up your arrogance. But Krishna had another explanation. She said, no, it was you who broke the yogurt pot. You were busy with the milk, and then you came back and you were so fast that the ankle belts on your feet banged against the yogurt pot, the clay, and broke it. That's the real story. And the monkeys, he continued, were inspired by the Supreme Lord to sneak into the house to steal. When they began taking the butter, I came and I caught them. What did I do wrong? But you ran away like a thief. No, said Krishna. It was that I saw that you had brutally armed yourself with a stick. And I was thinking maybe my mother goes out of her mind. And that's to protect myself from an irrational mother. I had to run away. Oh, you always have the best argument, said Krishna. But your nature is like that of a monkey, and you love monkeys. When Krishna heard this, that he is like a monkey, Mother Yashoda must have said, my little monkey, he said something which totally shocked Yashoda. Oh, Mother, if you think I'm a monkey, I should leave your household. I should not give trouble to you. Let me go into the dark, deep forest and associate with the other monkeys, and I will not return. And this was too much for Mother Yashoda. This argument was the argument which brought forth all these ropes here on the ceiling. The devotees of Goloka Dham have put ropes here. This is not a new decoration to be imitated in all your households. If you want, you can. But the idea here is Mother Yashoda thought, he feels so offended by me that he will run away into the dark forest and he will not return. If I don't bind him now, then who knows what this boy will do. And that's how she got an idea. She said, Gopal, enough with your arguments. You cannot deceive your mother. And she took one of the bands of the hair bands, harbinder, out of her hair and said, your mother will bind you now to one of the mortars and you will be able to think deeply about your mischief so that you can change. And she tried to take the hairband and bind it around Krishna's waist. But it was two fingers too short. Mother Yashoda smiled. She took another hairband, fastened it to the first, and now had a long rope and bound it, took it around Krishna's belly. And again, it was short by two fingers. She laughed. Huh? How can this be? She took other ropes. She took ropes from all her household. She went with Krishna to the households of all the other Brijbasis. She emptied the whole supply of ropes. It was many, many miles of ropes tied together, but it was always two fingers too short. Not one finger too short, or half a finger too short. Always two fingers too short. The other ladies who were there in bliss said, "Ma, Yashoda, your son is not meant to be bound. It is a mystic." But Yashoda said, "If I don't bind Krishna, something bad will come out of him. I must bind him. If this is the last activity which I do in my entire life to discipline my boy, then this is what I will do. But I will not give up. I will bind him." And how Krishna was in the last... So this is where I will leave you, but I will give you a taste for the next katha. Eventually Krishna was bound, and there is an explanation which the Brijbasis give why Krishna was bound, which is so sweet that most probably you will think, I will no longer eat honey, because the honey is not sweet enough in comparison to this information. Yeah, it is very sweet. I want to thank you very much for your attention, and we will just end with 3 or 4 minutes of more chanting, and then tomorrow, same place, same time, we will hear more about Krishna's extraordinary activities. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. A little higher, please. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Everybody please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Radha Namo Radha Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol Sisi Radha Madan Mohan Ki Re, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan Gire. Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan Gire. Gaura Pemanandi Hari 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 Bom. Hare Krishna. Krishna, a very mystical closing of the altar. Hare Krishna, I thank you very much. I wish you, this was your first full day of the Sangha Mela. More and more and more is going to come, and more devotees are going to come. I will see you tomorrow. Wish you a very healthy rest and good conversations with the devotees who are here. And also, I sincerely wish you that you will find in your heart that, let us say it, that spark which will bring you to the attitude where you can sincerely pray. May you find that spark which can help you to open your heart so that Krishna can take his seat in there. Hare Krishna.